It's like a storm now. A storm.
For Emilio Morales, this week has indeed been a storm, a whirlwind, really. Morales is the president and founder of the Havana Consulting Group, a small marketing research firm in Westchester, just west of Miami.
I finished at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Morales' phone has been ringing off the hook with clients and prospective clients since Wednesday morning. That's when President Obama announced he was reestablishing diplomatic relations with Cuba, which were severed 53 years ago. Obama also wants to make it easier for Americans to travel to the communist island and, most important for Morales, make it easier to do business there.
Now the pressure is going to be from the U.S. companies.
Many U.S. companies come to Morales because he has something most other consultants don't. Detailed ground-level data on the Cuban market.
The icons in blue belong to the private sector. The red belongs to the government.
Morales' laptop screen looks like economic GPS instructions for Cuba. Everything from restaurant revenues in Pinar del Rio to disposable income in Santiago.
It's the way to visualize the real market.
Morales knows the Cuban economy so well because he was once one of its players. He was a top executive at Cemex. That's one of Cuba's largest state-controlled corporations with holdings in banking, shipping, and retailing. Morales is a computer engineer with a passion for market research, and he wanted to do a lot of it at Cemex. But for a totalitarian state like Cuba's, that kind of information can be the economic equivalent of military intelligence. It's highly controlled.
In Cuba, it's not allowed to do the market research by independent way. So I have the special permission, but one day they cut my permission, and that's the reason I come in here.
So he emigrated to Miami in 2007, and his timing was especially good. Ailing Cuban dictator Fidel Castro had just handed power to his younger, more pragmatic brother, Raul. To resuscitate Cuba's moribund economy, Raul started implementing free market reforms.
So I think that, this is the new era now.
But Morales says Raul didn't go nearly far enough.
He's poor. The result is poor.
Morales does believe this week's move by Obama raises expectations for change so much in Cuba now that Raul will have to push deeper reforms.
Raul Castro doesn't have choice to going back. So now the ball is in his court.
Morales says that probably means Raul will let Cubans start what he calls real companies, bigger and more lucrative private businesses that can receive foreign investment and even
export and import products and services.
If and when that broader opening happens, says Morales, pressure in the U.S. to get rid of the trade embargo against Cuba, which has been in place for 52 years, will get louder.
I see the embargo disappear after the next elections. The period from now to the next election is the period that the United States is going to prepare the way to eliminate embargo.
If the embargo does disappear, Morales foresees tourism-related businesses, U.S. hotels and fast food chains, diving into the island first. But he also sees potential markets for telecom, building materials, small loans, things that Cuba's fledgling entrepreneurs need most. Morales obviously has an interest in seeing the embargo go away. It would mean more clients who want to do business in Cuba needing his expertise. And he's aware of the argument that dropping the embargo would simply give the Castro dictatorship an economic lifeline. But from his rare perspective, he says the point is that keeping the embargo also deprives ordinary Cubans of a lifeline, one they can use to undermine the Castro's authority. In that regard, says Morales,
I believe that it's in the way.
In the end, the embargo may not survive the storm. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.